You are listening to 2SER Breakfast. Oh, you know what that theme song means? It means it's time for Movies with Michael. And without further ado, we welcome Michael to talk about movies.
Good morning. It's time for the main event of my Thursday. I've been sharpening my claws and I'll try not to pussyfoot around, though. You might be praying for this to be over quickly. I'm going to be talking about a film called Beast, which comes out today. It's a late summer film. I'm surprised it came out so late in the Northern Hemisphere summer.
That's a bad sign, though, right, when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, and I'd be lying if I said it was a great film. This one stars cool cat Idris Elba, who's been in movies like Thor and Mandela and Beasts of No Nation. Sholto Copley, who's appeared in Chappie and District 9 and The A-Team. Leah Jeffries and Ayanna Hadley, who was in Licorice Pizza. They make up the two youngsters in the cast. It's directed by Baltazar Kormákur, who's made films like Everest and Contraband. It's written by Ryan Engel and Jamie Premack Sullivan. But this film is kind of highly derivative, and you could almost possibly call it a copycat of films like Jaws, Grizzly, Razorback.
Let me pull you up here. This film is basically Idris Elba versus a lion.
You've worked that out already, have you? You've worked that out. Correct. Yes, if you've seen the trailers, you'll be onto something. Yes, but it's very derivative of some of these films I've mentioned, like Razorback and Anaconda and Crawl. The Reef, Piranha, Rogue, Blackwater, just to name a few. But one of these things these films all have in common is none of them feature a lion as the main villain. It's not very common to have a lion as your lead in a creature feature. So maybe that makes this one a
Was that another play on words there where you said the main villain?
I think I've already used that one, but I'll keep going.
Yeah, why not?
Dr. Nate Samuels, played by Elba, and his two resentful and annoying teen daughters, Nora and Meredith, played by Jeffries and Hallie, they've ventured to South Africa following the death of their wife and mother to try and reconnect with each other. They meet up with old friend Martin, played by Copley, who's a game warden, who of course immediately takes them on safari. But what they're not aware of is that local poachers have made the mistake of leaving a very large, very angry and extremely intelligent male lion alive after a night's poaching. Now this lion wants vengeance. And you just know our happy group of four are going to encounter him sooner rather than later. The next two acts are a fight for survival, or a game of cat and mouse, if you will. Family problem solving, and Nate constantly imploring older and most annoying daughter Meredith to stay in the truck.
Stay in the truck, Meredith!
Stay in the truck. But does she listen? Of course she doesn't. If you go into this one expecting little more than a B picture with a bit of gore and a few jump scares and some chase scenes, you probably won't be too disappointed. But look, if you're a scaredy cat, you probably needn't be too concerned either. I don't know. I was expecting a bit more from a film starring Idris Elba.
Yeah.
And there was a lot less gore than I was expecting. Either the lion's claws weren't very sharp, or distributors were hoping to attract a slightly younger audience with a slightly lesser rating. The CGI lion was pretty good, but without wanting to let the cat out of the bag, he did seem to have some unnatural superpowers for an animal. He did manage to survive being shot at least twice. He gets thrown off a moving vehicle, thrown off a cliff, being set on fire, and even gets bitten by a black mamba at one point.
Oh, really?
Even the local CGI crocodiles are spooked by this lion. He's so supernaturally strong. They show zero interest in him as he wades through a waterhole. But they're also not interested in the gravely wounded Sholto Copley at one point, who's slumped against a tree by that same waterhole. So I don't know what those crocodiles were doing. But back to the lion. Whilst it does seem to have unnatural super strength, and it does seem to know exactly where Idris Elba is going to be at all times.
Probably followed him on social media.
Yeah, well, he can't seem to find Idris Elba when he's less than either 3 metres above, below, or in front of him. It's kind of weird.
Classic Idris.
Stupid line. I don't know, why does Simba so relentlessly pursue a bunch of people who did nothing to him when those evil poachers are still out there? If you're paying attention towards the end of the first act, the climax of the film won't surprise you too much. But, well, actually, maybe there will be a bit of a surprise in that the human involved in the climactic scene actually does survive.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yes. Well, when you see what happens, you think, just scratch your head. You think nobody gets away from that one alive. Thankfully, this fairly ordinary drama is all done and dusted in about 93 minutes. Some who find Idris Elba as a bit of catnip will be game for this film. But I take little pride in saying this. There's not much fantastic about this beast. It's more a disappointment. It's an insipid meow rather than a mighty roar of a film.
What is it with people trying to repair their families in the backdrop of animal attacks?
Who knows?
I'm not asking you to answer that one. That's a rhetorical question. That's Movies with Michael. Thank you very much for that.